Okay, I'm ready. I'm back. I have all of our hot cocoa and our marshmallows and... What are you doing? Why are you hiding like that? You're so fucking weird. Here. Here's your hot cocoa. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's got extra marshmallows, just how you like it, and you know, just how I make it with that perfect steaming hot milk that I learned how to froth when I was a barista when we were in college. Here. Why won't you take it? Yes, I see that both of your hands are under the covers, but why don't you just stick it out and take it? Because your hands are cold? Okay, so am I gonna have to fucking feed you this? Am I gonna have to put it to your mouth and force you to drink it? Oh, you're so weird. Okay, I'll just set it down. But I am gonna need to get under these covers because it is so cold. Why are you fighting with me? Why are you struggling? Give me the covers. Let me have the covers. It's cold. Just let me get under the fucking covers. Oh. Oh, my bad. I didn't realize that you were busy under there, so. Well, no, I'm not gonna say sorry. I'm not gonna apologize for just trying to get under the covers with you, okay? The fact that you have your hand down your panties and you're trying to cover that up because you are being a very naughty girl does not have anything to do with me, okay? And I'm not gonna apologize. If there's anyone who should apologize, it's you, because you were being absolutely filthy while I was out making us some hot cocoa. And that's not fair. Wait, what do you mean? No, I'm not disgusted. Why would I be disgusted? You've known me way too long to accuse me of such prudish behavior. Why are you appalled? I don't understand. I don't get it. Because I'm not grossed out. I don't understand. Why would I be grossed out? Everybody masturbates. I masturbate like 7 times a day. Okay. Why would I be grossed out at catching my best friend masturbating? It's totally normal. Yeah. It's even totally normal if I'm in the kitchen and you're over here. I mean, I'm all the way in the kitchen. How am I even going to know what you're doing? I mean, I didn't even know what you're doing until I caught you. Yeah, that's exactly, I'm sure, why you chose to do it, because I was over there and I would never find out unless, of course, I did something like this, which you wouldn't have expected. Oh, just give me the blanket. Here. Here, put it over yourself. There you go. Just put it over your waist and your legs. And I'll just come over here and snuggle under my side. Okay, what are we gonna watch? Why do you keep insisting that there was something wrong with what I just witnessed? And why am I so cool about it? Because it's not the first time I've walked into somebody jacking off, or I guess rubbing one out. I mean, I lived in an apartment when I was in college, if you remember, for those 3 years that I was away. And 4 of my roommates were dudes, okay? And most of them usually brought girls home. So if I wasn't catching them fucking, I was catching them jerking. And if I wasn't catching them jerking, I was catching some of the girls in my room or in the bathroom or, you know, just generally somewhere around the house. Deliciously naked, prancing around with their beautiful little bodies and their beautiful big bodies. Good times. Okay, sorry, focus. Focusing on this moment. Yes. Now, Why do you want me to make you feel ashamed of masturbating again? I'm sorry, I didn't really catch that part. Well, yeah, it's absolutely normal. That's why I'm acting normal. I don't, like, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to, like, scold you? Like, do you want me to make you feel bad? Do you want me to be like, oh, you're a whore. You're touching your dirty pussy while your best friend is making hot cocoa and being wholesome. Like, no. That's exactly the type of shit that I would do. No, what? Why would I make you feel bad? I mean, I'm just joking. Oh, because I'm joking about that. No, wait, but hold on. Wait. Take it back. It's so you feel bad that I'm joking about it because you feel like I'm making fun of you for wanting me to humiliate you? Oh. Okay, I see. I think I see where you're going with this. Huh. This is pretty interesting. Oh, what's interesting? Oh, all of this. First, the fact that I caught you with your hand down your panties while I'm in another room. And I'm, well, pretty scantily clad myself, and you have a pretty good view of my ass in that kitchen from where you're sitting. And of course, my tits are spilling out of this pajama top. I mean, I'm not wearing bottoms because it's so big and comfy, and I have it unbuttoned almost all the way down, and I'm not wearing a bra, so. Yeah, I think I know what's happening here. Oh, no. Don't deny it, baby girl. No. I think I know exactly what you're doing and why. Oh, don't get all shy with me now. I mean, you were just berating me moments ago about not humiliating you for being such a filthy little slut, and rubbing your pussy while you think of your best friend. Oh, did that strike a nerve? It looks like it did. Well, I would say that it did because, well, I lost one of your hands and I can't see it anymore because it's under the blanket. Now, be honest with me, baby girl. What's that hand doing under there? I think you like it when I call you baby girl, huh? Is it for the same reason that you wanted me to make you feel bad about touching yourself while thinking about me and lusting after my body? Well, I think it's because you are a very dirty girl and you like to be told just how dirty you are, and you like to be reminded of what a nasty little slut you are. Wow. I think I can do that for you. Of course you know that about me. We've been friends for long enough that you know all of my fuck stories, and well, you've heard me fuck a couple of my gentleman friends. And you know that I like to be a little bit dominant sometimes, and I enjoy having a good boy drop to his knees and submit to me. And you know that I also love it when good girls call me daddy. And although we've already established that you are a very, very dirty little slut, that doesn't mean that you can't be a good girl, does it? I think that whimper just solidifies that idea in my mind. Now, don't move. Don't take your hand out from where it is. I want you to stay just how you are while I take this blanket off of you, okay? You promise you're going to be a good girl. Now, let's see what you're hiding under there. Baby girl, no. It seems that you're in a little bit of a predicament. Yes. Daddy has caught you with your hand in the cookie jar. What should I do? What should I do to punish this bad behavior? Surely, baby girl, you can't just go around shoving your fingers in your cunt whenever you want to. Especially not when you have company over. Now, what would you have done if there was someone other than me that would have caught you in such a state? I'm sure they wouldn't be as generous as I am and get on their knees in front of you. Oh. And spread these legs even wider open. And take those fingers of yours and just taste them. Taste that sweet pussy juice off of your dirty little fingers. Fuck. Such pretty fingers for such a pretty girl. I'm such a pretty but such a dirty girl. Oh, baby girl, what would you do? What would you do if somebody else caught you like this and wasn't here to lick from the bottom of your little taint? Of your little slit. All the way up. Just over your clit, where your lips meet. What would you do if I hadn't caught you? I've been such a gracious daddy. And started licking up all of those delicious juices of yours all over your outer lips. Still dripping from your inner lips. Permanently dripping out of that sweet little hole of yours. Oh, baby girl, you make the sweetest sounds when you have daddy's tongue on your pussy. I'm just licking it up and down. I'm not even shoving my tongue in anywhere. And well, I've barely paid any attention to your clit. Can you just imagine what I do? No, you can't do that. No, baby girl. You can't come freely. You can't come until daddy tells you that you can. I don't even know if I'm actually going to allow you to. I just love watching you squirm. I love watching you squirm and moan. And whimper like such a good girl. Good girl. Like that, good girl. You like it when I shove my tongue flat against your clit like that, and push up against it like that. What about when I swirl my tongue around? I got a nice hard little clit. When I suck it into my mouth. Just biting it just a little bit. You're screaming, baby girl. You're screaming. So sweetly for daddy. Daddy, please. Daddy, please. Please let me come, Daddy. Sounds so good coming out of your mouth. It almost makes you want to lick more. And suck harder. Bite a little bit harder. No, baby girl. No. You can't come yet. No. You haven't earned it. No, you have not earned coming on daddy's tongue. What do you need to do? Suffer a little bit more for daddy. What I need you to be a good girl. And feel daddy's tongue down your slit. Just slip it down to your little cunt. Had to collect all that wetness. Fuck. And take it down my tongue. Now that sweet little taint. had to your delicious fucking ass. I'm gonna take it like a good girl. Oh, you're screaming and moaning. Have you had anybody eat your ass out before, baby girl? No. Oh, daddy's the first one. Daddy's gonna make you come like this. Of course. Rub your clit. Pinch it and squeeze it. Because you are being such a good girl for daddy. I'm taking my tongue and your ass. Oh, you're taking that tongue fucking so good, baby girl. You can't take it. You can't take it anymore. Why you can't take daddy's tongue in your ass? My fingers are rubbing on your clit. Good girl. Good girl. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come for daddy? Come meet me, girl. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Come on, daddy's tongue. Come all over daddy's face. Squirt all over daddy's face. Yes. Yes, good girl. Come nice and hard for daddy. Come nice and hard for daddy, you little fucking slut. No, baby girl. You've made a mess. Look. Look at the mess you've made on daddy's face and all over my lips. Oh, there's only one polite thing to do. You made such a mess. You've got to be a good girl and you've got to clean it up. Come here. You taste yourself on my lips, baby girl. So fucking sweet. Well, I'm gonna squirt something you're gonna have to get used to. It's an acquired taste, but fuck, I love it. You're such a good kisser. Good girl. Good girl. Well, I think you've been adequately punished. Don't you? Yes. Well, I made you beg for your cum, and I made you come in the way that I wanted you to come, and well, I guess the biggest punishment of all really was just showing you what a nasty little fuck slut you are, and rubbing it in your face that you're such a dirty whore for me. Good girl. I'd say don't let it happen again, but fuck, I won't punish you for real next time. What? Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forgot about the hot cocoa. It's probably cold by now. It's definitely not going to be sweeter than you, though. Anyway, just give me that blanket and share it with me, because Daddy is very cold and I need my baby girl to warm me up. Come here. Fuck, I love winter.